Boker Tov and Chodesh Tov. It is Wednesday morning in Rosh Chodesh, the first day of the month of the first month of Adar in this leap year. And we continue in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Perek Lamed Ches, Halacha Tes, in the laws of Bishul Akum, the permissibility or prohibition of eating food that is prepared by a non-Jew. The Kitzur writes, Ovid Kohavim Shebishel B'Shabbos B'Shvil Chole. An interesting case. Let's say somebody, a Jewish person, is sick on Shabbos, and the doctor orders that he should have some type of cooked food, and there's no food that's available already pre-cooked that would help him in the same way in his health. Again, if somebody's healthy and okay, then this wouldn't be allowed, but with the direction of a doctor and a rabbi, this is what a person needs. So a non-Jew is going to cook it for him, because a Jew can't cook for him on Shabbos, so that he has to have a non-Jew cook for him. And even though, in general, it's forbidden to eat food, or most foods that fit into the category of Bishul Akum, that is prepared by a non-Jew, but this would be an exception, because he needs the food, and it's obviously better that a non-Jew should cook it for him than a Jew should cook on Shabbos. So the thing is, once Shabbos ends, the Kitzur writes, Tavshil Aser B'motza'i Shabbos, that once Shabbos ends, now all of a sudden this food becomes not kosher for the person to eat, because now that Shabbos is over, assuming there is enough time and he's okay, another Jew could cook him the same food. So it's allowed on Shabbos. In other words, the restriction of Bishul Akum is waived on Shabbos when that's the only option that he has. But once Shabbos ends, then that food would become no longer permissible. Afilu lachola, im efshar b'tavshil achar, even for the person who is sick, assuming that there is a possible way to have other food prepared for him. V'kelim yesh tahatir achar me'es leis. What about the kelim? What about the pots and pans that we use to prepare this food? On one hand, we mentioned previously that lecharchila, ideally, if pots and pans are used for Bishul Akum, they should be kosher. They should be treated as if they were used for non-kosher food. Here, they were used to be cooked by a non-Jew, but in a permissible way, because the person was sick and needed it on Shabbos. So the Kitzur rules that one can be lenient not to kosher the kelim. He should just wait 24 hours from the time that they were used, and then he can continue using the kelim. The Mishnah Berurah cites that there are some who are more stringent and say the kelim should be koshered. And he cites that there are some who are more lenient and say not only is koshering not required, but there's no reason to even wait for 24 hours. You can just use them right away. And although there are some who are stringent, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if one wants to be lenient in this case, that would be reasonable. Again, even though a non-Jew cooked food and during a weekday that would be considered Bishul Akum and the kelim would have to be koshered, in this case, since it was done in this unusual but permissible way, where a non-Jew was cooking for somebody who was sick on Shabbos, that would not render, according to some opinions, the kelim problematic whatsoever. Continuing into Halacha Yud, remember that we mentioned a couple of days ago that one of the requirements for something to be considered or under the category of Bishul Akum is that it is something that is eino ne'achachai, something that's not eaten raw. I gave the example of carrots. Many people eat carrots raw, so even if a non-Jew would cook carrots for you, that would not be Bishul Akum, because that's something that's normally eaten raw anyway, so the cooking is less significant. So the Kitzur writes, beitza, an egg, afal pi she'ru'uya l'goma chaya, even though it is possible, and maybe some people do occasionally eat or drink a raw egg, mikol makom kevin dezeh havei rak achila al yedei dechak, nonetheless, since that is certainly not the norm, and that is usually only done under unusual circumstances. You know, Rocky did it when he was preparing to fight. But most people don't generally drink raw eggs. We only eat eggs when they are cooked or baked into something. So in this case, in Bishul Ovid Kochavim Asura, that would be Bishul Akum. If an Andrew cooks an egg for you, that is Bishul Akum. Even though it's possible to eat the egg raw, Eino Nachachai doesn't mean that it's impossible to eat it raw. It means that it is not normally eaten raw. And all similar cases. This egg example is a very important example for other foods also, that if it's something that could be eaten raw, or maybe even once in a while is eaten raw, but if that's not the usual way that it's eaten, then that is not considered ne'achal chai, that's not considered something that would be normally eaten raw, and therefore it would be subject to the prohibition of Bishul Akum. One more halacha also important, peiros shalonis bashlu ba'ilan kol tzarkon, if you have fruit that did not fully ripen on its tree, ve'eino ne'achal chayim, and therefore it's not really edible, or people wouldn't normally eat it in this raw and unripe state, unless that's all he had, or for some reason there were very pressing circumstances. So, sometimes people then fry them in sugar. Anything's good once it's fried in sugar. And then it would become forbidden because of Bishul Akum. In other words, here's the example. Apples, let's say, are something that are certainly normally very often eaten raw. So if a non-Jew bakes apples for you, that's no problem. That's not bishalakim, because apples are eaten raw, and therefore the cooking is less significant. But if an apple doesn't fully ripen on the tree, and it is it's detached from the tree before it's really ripe, so most people wouldn't eat that because it doesn't taste good. It doesn't really have any flavor or sweetness yet. But if you would fry it in sugar or make some sort of cooking preparations to it, then it becomes edible. That would be bishalakim. Even though it's an apple, and apples are eaten raw, but unripe apples are not eaten raw. So we don't look at it at the definitional category of what the food item is, but we look at the particular circumstances, and sometimes when it was removed from the tree can also affect its status and its relationship to the prohibition of bishalakim. Have a great day. Chodesh Tov.